reporting on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Snarly, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. In Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. And statewide on Civic Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'll tell you what, I have identified in my show over many months and years what I think are some of the most important issues facing us when you get below all the white noise. That includes the attack on our democracy, which is ongoing from the Republican Party, which is going to come to a head in this North Carolina case that they're going to hear, the Supreme Court's going to hear in October. And I've mentioned the attack on our Constitution by various states calling for a constitutional convention under the Constitution to rewrite everything that Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, James Madison, John Jay all did. All these are very, very important. But the greatest economic threat of the Republican Party, and you've got to understand this, is the ongoing attempt through various wiles and mechanisms to eliminate Social Security and Medicaid. And, you know, in the past, people yawn and they go, nobody could ever do that. Nobody could ever do that. Well, Ron Johnson just launched a new attack you've got to pay attention to, because if he gets reelected, he's going to go forward with this and try to. And if Moscow Mitch becomes the majority leader, God forbid, they will get it through, especially, obviously, Biden would veto what I'm about to say, but they would get it through if they had a Republican president, if Trump got back in, or DeSantis. Here's what he did. Ron Johnson yesterday called for Medicaid, or Medicare, I should say, and Social Security. They should be subjected to annual budget deliberations. In other words, altering and possibly really substantially altering or someday eliminating what have been guaranteed benefits. Here's the concept you've got to understand. In our budget, there are amounts that are called discretionary spending and mandatory spending. Now, mandatory spending are Medicare and Social Security and a few other things. What that means is that when you retire, when you turn 65, for instance, with Medicare, you are signed up and Medicare pays your medical bills. They have a reimbursement table. Doctors know what it is. That's what they'll pay. And it's unrelated to any budget negotiations. You get Social Security. Let's say you take it early at 62. You should stay, hold off as long as you can, because it goes up the equivalent of 8% a year, which you're not going to get in the private market. But let's say you take it at 65. Let's say you're going to get $1,500 a month. Let's say $2,000 a month. Okay, you get $2,000 a month. You know you're going to get that at least for the rest of your life. If the cost of living goes above a certain amount, you're going to get an increase, and you'll get that for the rest of your life. You can count on it. Before Franklin Roosevelt came along, before Medicare was passed in 1935, and the Republicans opposed it back then. They said it would bankrupt the country. Even though people pay into Medicare, and most people, a lot of people are going to pay in more than they actually get out. It's a brilliant idea. It was based on a German plan that goes to Otto von Bismarck in the 1880s in Germany. This was the idea of a pension for older people so they didn't starve. But Otto von Bismarck said, you'll get it when you're 65. And in Germany, in the 1880s, your life expectancy was about 55. It'd be as if we sit the age now at 85 or 95. In any event, whatever. What Ron Johnson, his new attack, and he's not alone, this is supported by a lot of other Republican senators, is don't guarantee Social Security or Medicare. Every year, we'll do a budget review. Every year, what's going to happen with this budget review is we are going to, first of all, have a tax cut. Remember, they cut it by $1 trillion for corporations. What's left over, we'll pay for defense. We have to. That's $790 billion. And whatever is left over after that, it won't be mandatory, it won't be guaranteed, it'll be discretionary. We'll put some of that to Medicare and Social Security. So instead of getting $2,000 a month, you may get $800 a month. And instead of having a table of reimbursable medical expenses, they'll say, well, okay, you had to have your appendix out, or you had breast cancer and you had to have a mastectomy, and you've been charged $40,000, we'll pay $3,000, and you're on your own for the rest. That's what Ron Johnson is proposing. If Mandela Barnes is the nominee and does nothing else, this has to be a centerpiece of his campaign. All jury trials, and remember something, an election is nothing more than a jury trial to 340 million jurors. You can't load it up with too many extraneous things. There has to be a theme. The theme for the Democrats in Wisconsin against Ron Johnson is very, very stark. Do you want Medicare and Social Security continue to be mandatory? Guaranteed. People are paying into these things, a lot of money into these things. Or do you want the Republicans to be able to shuffle it around and make it discretionary, take some of Social Security and Medicare money for tax cuts, and then dole it out on a partial basis, which means that over the decades, it'll disappear. I'll tell you, when Franklin Roosevelt had it passed in 1935, before he was elected in 1932, and there was a depression, there were folks who were living, who truly were not getting anything to eat. They'd line up for soup kitchens. My dad wrote a novel in which he reminisced about his childhood in New York City, where he grew up. And his father had a civil service job, so they had an income during the Depression. But there was a guy who called himself the Meistersinger. And every couple of days, he'd come into the courtyard of their apartment building, and he'd start singing. He'd sing songs. He had a good voice. And then he'd shout up. People poked their head out of the window, and he'd shout up, I'm a man with no job and a wife and three children. We don't have enough food. Share some of yours with me. And people would throw down coins. I mean, that's the kind of thing that went on. In rural areas, they line up for soup kitchens, and that's all they have. Franklin Roosevelt took the idea from Otto von Bismarck, and he goes, well, maybe it'd be a good idea if people paid in when they had jobs, and then that money was used to give them some kind of a pension. And, you know, it started out, you get very little money, but now with the Social Security Fund, you know what you get. If you're 65 or older, or actually 62 or older if you took it early, or you're 65 or older and you need medical care, you know what you get. You depend on it. You may wish it was more. Your rent. You can get some kind of food. You can get some kind of food. But I'll tell you what, under Ron Johnson, that would be discretionary, not mandatory. It would not be mandatory. It would not be mandatory. We go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today? Mark from the SAC.
Something I've been hammering on is the Republicans, they hate Social Security. I mean, it's not just Ron Johnson, it's Rick Scott of Florida. I mean, it just galls me that these guys who have more money than Crocius that are worried about, you know, the rest of us actually having, you know, two pennies to rub together, that and trying to take away from us. I mean, and with Mitt Romney for some of the positive things he's done. I mean, he was a man who went in, you know, part of the vulture capitalists that would go into companies, loot the pensions, and then sell off the company, and then people would be left, you know, people who worked for those companies wouldn't have their pension anymore because they'd take those away from us as well. I mean, that... These are the same guys. They want to rewrite our constitution. They want to, you know, dump the sage advice of our founding fathers, who admitted when they wrote in the Federalist Papers that they didn't know everything. That there's going to be occasional need for amendments, but we don't need to rewrite the whole thing because these guys are enemies to the Republic. I mean, as Hamilton closes out in his last Federalist Paper, they're enemies of a national government in every possible shape. They don't believe in a national government. They believe in a nation state for just defensive purposes only, and defend their wealth and defend their mansions against, you know, if there's a peasant revolt that they need to get suppressed, because these guys view us all as just peasants, and they give lip service to freedom, but they don't really believe in it. I mean, that they want to have a theocratic, you know, that a theocratic state. I mean, and it is just it's scary because people don't seem to be really aware of it, and if they are, they're willing to, you know, surrender that for. I don't know why they're willing to surrender it. I mean, I don't understand, because Social Security saved my family back in the 70s when my father, early 70s, when my father was severely injured before he was able to go back to work. I mean, as far as for the Great Depression, my grandfather moved packed up my mother and my dad and my infant dad and my, you know, 3-year-old aunt, and moved them to the shores of Lake Superior. That they're in a depression.
Right. Well, you know, you're making an excellent point, Mark.
Yep.
And the truth of the matter is, this is very, very serious. Ron Johnson's on the ballot. He has said he will put in a bill to make Medicare and Social Security discretionary, not mandatory. That is toxic. And if people don't wake up to that, that could very well be put into law. We're going to a break. We have a little time. Andrew of Detroit, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt, thank you for your service to our country, first of all. Do senators pay anything for their health insurance? And do senators pay anything into Social Security?